Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That is correct. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciation to the fellas. And again, appreciation of D&M Auto Leasing. We can't thank them enough for the opportunity to chat with those fine fellas. But yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You know the people involved. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atatula. That's Figgy Fig. There are a multitude, numerous people in our studio right now.
I very much
feel like, you know, when you walk out of the stall and you're like, my zipper's down and there's people here that I did not expect, because I'm sure that you guys are probably talking about it. Of course, I didn't hear you. I had the thing that I do maybe like once or twice every, month or two, which is I forgot my normal headphones.
Oh, you had to go back to the car.
So I ran to the car to try and find them. They weren't there either.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, we're just going to figure this out. And I realized, I'm a little bit later than I'm supposed to be.
It's all right.
And then I walked in to a nice live audience. So, you know, if there's any level of trepidation in my voice, no reason. All right, let's get going on a Thursday. You get involved with the program a couple of ways. One of those is the text line, 713-572-4610. And then also there's a lot of appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch line, 610 Houston. I think I got through that.
You got through
Lopez,
it.
Lopez, how you living, brother?
I am fantastic. And
bros.
Yeah, we're bros. Yeah. I'm
he didn't hear that word right. That was not the word that he said. I don't even know if anybody heard that, because Sean said that off air.
What did you say?
He said pros.
He said and you pros.
Heard bros. Oh, I thought he said bros. Well, we're pros and bros.
Yeah, pros and bros.
Pros and bros.
This is a very interesting start to a show. Yeah, I've got to really be honest. Is.
I am fine, thank you, and you?
I am making it. I feel like I'd be a lot better if the Astros would have decided to score any runs. Last night, a 3-0 loss to the Pirates. You were hoping to get a victory, a little two-game sweep. Unfortunately, you get a split there, especially when you were looking at an opposing pitcher who's what is it, 8.64 was what we said yesterday, ERA. Of course, only a couple of outings, but still. Only that.
Yeah.
And sorry, I just looked over and saw Figgy is wearing sunglasses indoors.
Yeah, I kind of got a headache a little bit. The lights is kind of bright.
Sometimes the computer gets him. I've asked him.
What
about
were you
that.
Doing yesterday?
I've asked him about that before.
Sometimes I'll be having a headache, and sometimes I just
not
want to be in the dark. Nah, okay. I don't drink.
He wears
the week
his
like
sunglasses
that.
At night. That is a reference. You know, sometimes you guys make a reference that kind of goes over my head.
Oh, does I thought you got all of them.
I got most of them, but. Figgy wears his sunglasses at night. 713-572-4610 if you know that reference.
I wear sunglasses at night.
All right, so my bad.
Yeah.
I don't think I picked that one up. I have to apologize for that. But yeah, that game was one of those kind of hope for the best.
That was exactly what I called it.
Uh-huh. And I don't know that you got the best in that instance.
Well, look, I'm not going to be, oh my gosh, you know, one day they win or they win 3 in a row or they have back-to-back shutouts and we're like, oh, hey, everything's great. I'm not going to be the guy that goes that you lose one game and everything's, you know, all of a sudden falling off.
You lost the game to the Pirates. It's over, oh Lord, it's over. That's the right. Pirates. Oh God.
But what it does say, it just says kind of what this team is, man. I mean, hopefully there's more games and weeks and days like we've had in the past.
Oh, I thought you were just saying in general. There are more games and days and weeks, I can guarantee you that.
Than days like this.
Yeah.
But when you have Ryan Gusto, when you have, you know, some pitchers that have not been up there, it's a hope for the best game. And the best didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Yeah, and that's the tough thing is that, like, you really do need mm-hmm. the best out of these guys when it's Gusto, when it's Gordon that are on the mound. But I think more than anything, it's because three runs were put up mm-hmm. by the Pirates. And I know that that's not a great offense, but you hold an offense to three runs, and that's still a winnable game in a lot of context. But it's not when this offense has been like this. That's the thing that's been kind of gnawing at me. And it can be an opportunistic offense, which is one thing at least I appreciate. It's helped you kind of get to the place that you ultimately are, mm-hmm. right? Because you get runs where you need to sometimes, especially late in contests mm-hmm. when you get into the bullpen. And I can appreciate that to some degree. But it really hurts when you can't manage anything in this instance. And it's going to become more evident because you're going to have 2 out of 5 games, at least for the foreseeable future, where if you don't get nothing from the offense, nothing is happening.
Well, that's right. And you say, you know, 3 runs is a winnable game. It is, you know, just sort of by the, you know, loose definition in baseball, you hold a team to 3 runs, you should have a chance to win that game. But as much as opportunistic as this offense has been, they're only averaging right at 4 runs a game.
Mm-hmm.
And they rank in the bottom third in Major League Baseball, which is kind of jarring.
Oh, yeah, it's
because
very abnormal.
On a little bit of a run here, you know?
Well, I guess that also speaks to just how bad it was to start.
And how good their pitching was during this run. So they're still in the bottom third in run production. That's why it's like you got Ryan Gusto. You mentioned Gordon. You got pitchers like that. You've got an offense that really isn't scoring a lot of runs. This one surprised me a little bit. They're kind of they're at right in the middle. They're in that meaty middle. I think they rank 14th in on-base percentage and slugging percentage. So it's kind of when you combine all those things, it's sort of like, okay, tonight we just got to hope for the best. And frankly, just to get into the game a little bit last night, that pitcher Burrows, Mike Burrows,
correct?
Yeah, he got his first major league start, and the Astros hadn't really seen win as a starter, I should say.
There you go. He had a couple starts prior.
Yeah, he had a win as a reliever, but this was his first win as a starter. And so that's a pitcher that the Astros hadn't really faced a lot, didn't have a big book on. So you got that.
Okay, that is fair. That is 100% fair.
You got a pitcher that you don't have a big book on. You have an offense that is in the bottom third in run production. You have on-base and slugging percentages that are in the middle of the pack. And you got a somewhat shaky at best starting pitcher. That's when you just hope for the best, and it didn't happen.
Okay. All right, I guess then I really appreciate you noting that, you know, relatively new pitcher and not having a lot mm-hmm. of kind of data and film on him. I think that is
or
absolutely
bats.
Worthwhile, right? Or at just generally at-bats against him. That's a great point to lean on in order to try and generate some offense. That being said, do you think that then allays a question that I was going to ask, which is there anything that needs to be done to, like, generate more offense?
Well, this is where, and we're going to get into Dusty Baker later, but this is where the manager really needs to sort of take it by the horns. I'm not a big advocate of this, but limiting scoring opportunities in earlier innings. I'm not talking first, second, third, but sixth, fifth, maybe, when you have a pitcher like that, when you know your pitcher is going to scuffle and is laboring. I mean, that's the only way you could put what Ryan Gusto did last night. He labored. I mean, he had bases loaded in the first inning, 2 runs in the second, run in the third.
Yeah.
When you start to see that, maybe you don't play double play depth and concede a run in the sixth inning or fifth inning or whatever it may be. Maybe you try to make that 3 runs that they're going to score 2 runs instead. And so that's a dicey proposition that I normally would take the 2 outs or something like that, kind of limiting what you can do. Play late inning baseball in the mid to late innings.
Okay, I think that that's interesting, but I do wonder if it ain't just a little too early to get to that level of...
No, that's...
I don't know.
Like I said, normally I don't, you know, buy into that.
Mm-hmm, like management aggression.
But they're not scoring.
And I think also, I would still lean on the idea that for the most part, like the defensive pitching mm-hmm. is sufficient.
Yeah.
upwards inflection?
All five, right? Yes, if you look at the group.
I think the thing then, it's the offense for me. Like, I'm trying to see, can we generate more? Or is there anything to be done, right? Because I think the immediate thing we go to is, well, just as long as when Jordan gets back, right?
Yeah.
And somebody said the Astros have lost three bats. They were well over 300 hitters, one of the three. Borderline, have not replaced those guys playing third.
But as a team, they were not, because Jordan was struggling and some of these others as well.
Yeah, and that's the, like, I'm like, is this really as simple as when Jordan gets back, you feel better about this? Especially if this is, I mean, well, you have the hand injury, whatever, and like however long that takes for him to actually recover. Because remember, we didn't really get a clean timeline on that either. Is there any level of like shuffling in the lineup that you would like to see in order to make this more consistent?
I don't know if shuffling in the lineup is necessarily it, as much as playing some of the hotter bats more, which he's done. You know, obviously Dubon has seen more at bats. I think Caratini, you know, as well has seen more at bats. I like the top of the lineup. You cannot deny what Jeremy Peña is he's done.
I've absolutely loved Jeremy Peña.
Obviously Altuve, you don't move. And then maybe you start piddling around a little bit, but it's not so much that. I think, and keep in mind, I'm saying this only when, like in this case, Gusto and Gordon are pitching.
Yeah,
maybe you tighten it up a little bit, you know, because you're giving up more runs, conceivably, and you're not going, and your offense has not been, you know, what it's been in the past.
Yeah, no, the thing that I just kind of,
not when Hunter Brown's pitching.
No, no, exactly, and I just like, is there a way? Is the question that I thought to myself? Is there a way to try and get some more offense, or is this just going to be one of those?
Hope for the best. That's the first thing that popped into my mind. I'm talking about before the game even started.
Yeah.
I was sitting there going, well, let's see what happens tonight, because this is going to be dicey.
That feels like, I know it's not quite that, but it feels kind of like a give up at this point in the season. Just be like, you got to hope for the best until the reinforcements come. And really the reinforcements are more pitching and so forth that we're really looking at when it comes to actually swinging the bat, right? Jordan is who you're looking for. I know that you have like DeZenzo on the IL. How much are you looking at DeZenzo as being one of those guys that is a major player offensively? How much are you looking at Chaz McCormick as being one of those guys that's a major player offensively, right? Like these are largely the guys that have to be the nucleus of your offense.
Yeah,
and it needs to be more consistent offensively. And it's easy to say that, and that's why I'm like, is there anything that I can see specifically to get you there?
You said it's kind of dangerous, you know, or however you put it, you know, hope for the best. It's also a reality. I mean, we just laid it out. I mean, the reality is these guys, I mean, Ryan Gusto in his last six starts is 0-2 with an 8.22 ERA.
Is that good?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
You know that going in. Gordon, you know what you're getting going in. So maybe it's not just that. It's actually a reality. And then I feel like the other dangerous game to play is, well, when Jordan gets back.
Right.
That's asking for a lot. That's like, what's a good analogy? That's like that five-star receiver that your favorite college gets, and you're like, well, he's going to light it up, and then he doesn't.
It might even be more the five-star quarterback.
Or the five-star quarterback.
Right,
yeah.
Like, oh, man, he's going to come, and he's going to be great. And you're like, actually, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this is not a one-to-one proposition. They'll finish out the set versus the Pirates tonight. At least Frommer's on the mound, so at least you feel better about that. Obviously, he's going up against Mitch Keller, and you hope that you get a little bit more offense in this instance because it's going to be necessary to get over.
Let me ask you one more thing.
Okay.
What about situational hitting in the middle innings? If you're not looking at the defense, you know, you have runner on first, nobody out. Do you start doing that?
Do I hear you talking about small ball?
Yes.
I'm very pro small ball. I like getting on the base paths. I like adding different levels of stress to like pitchers and to defenses. And one of the things that's kind of interesting about small ball now is it is also a zag. And I say that to mean like it is something that teams do not see as consistently as they would have in years and decades past. And so you give yourself an opportunity if you get on the base paths and if you're moving. Just maybe see mistakes and maybe see errors and maybe be able to capitalize on such things. I would be interested. I'd very much be interested in that in certain situations to try and drum up a little bit more offense because it does not feel like, and I mean, not even feel like, I think you have enough evidence. There's enough of a sample size to point to the idea that, you know, the offense can be pretty solid at times, but it could also be places where it needs help. And that seems like that could be a possibility of help from the manager's perspective, as much as managers can affect games nowadays compared to years and decades past.
Yeah, no, look, I go back and forth on small ball depending on the situation. This situation, I think maybe, let's go to the third inning last night even. That's early. That's a little bit that's a little bit early to start manufacturing runs. But you're only down 3-0 at the you're down 2-0 because you're batting at the top of the inning. You're only down 2-0. If you manufactured one run there, all of a sudden it changes the entire complexion of the game. And so rather than doing it in the 7th, 8th inning, you know, maybe, you know, put some pressure on the other team.
Yeah. From the 3-4-6, everybody keeps talking about when Yordan gets back, what is he gonna be? Not like he was mashing when he was here. And of course, that's because it seems like he had a broken bone in his hand that we did not have full acknowledgement. But even, I mean, you can even start at the beginning of the year, unless he's been playing with a broken bone in his hand all year long. Right? He did not start necessarily as hot as you would imagine. You hope that with him, you know, going through whatever rehabilitation is necessary when he does come back to play, that he'd be healthy. But yeah, there is something to be said for having to find it again, although it is Yordan Alvarez. When he is at his best, one of, if not the most feared hitters in baseball. So that's the thing that you ultimately try and lean on. And then 832 mentioned something that you've harped on quite a bit. Mm-hmm. The idea is that pitchers are doing a terrible job of holding runners on base. So, you know, you also pair that with the offense, or I guess the lack thereof in this instance. And, you know, you're giving a little bit more leeway to the other team in their offensive pursuit.
Yeah.
While you also are maybe a little bit, you know, stunted? Is that too heavy a word?
That's fair.
In your offensive pursuits? Yeah, no, and that's something that we've talked about. And it seems like Joe Espada and the team is actually actively doing something, mm-hmm. or at least they've discussed the active kind of ways that they're focusing on, or at least acknowledging the ways in which pitchers need to do a little bit better.
And then there's this on base. From the 3-4-6. One word. Steroids. Okay.
I mean,
what are we doing, man?
If it wasn't illegal, but it is indeed illegal.
So steroids, guys.
Don't do that. Also, how quickly are the steroids going to work? It's not like you're just like, this is not Popeye the Sailor Man where you take spinach and all of a sudden.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, we're not.
Those big forearms. Man, will you look at Jake Meyer's forearms?
If only it was that easy.
How did that happen?
If only. If only. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, getting going on a Thursday. Coming up next, CBS Sports listed its top 15 new quarterback receiver duos. So where does that put C.J. Stroud and his new targets? Let's talk about that more next. You know,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean that 832. You don't mean that. You don't want those issues from the 832. Bring them cans back at this point. Don't do that. You don't mean that. You don't want all the issues.
Could you imagine?
Have people calmed down?
No.
On getting after Astros fans? Like, because
Pirates fans were booing Altuve last night.
Yeah, that's true. 713-572-4610. Have you heard Pirates it a little fans. Bit less? Because I feel like there was definitely a time where the uproar was louder. Yeah. I know that people still have those feelings towards Astros fans, but have you heard it? Like, I am interested.
It's always going to be there, man.
Yep.
It's going to be there for a long time, man.
Yeah, maybe so.
As in maybe always.
It might not be as loud, but somebody going to always bring it up.
Yep. Yeah, maybe so. Like, where do you think it stands when it comes to, and this is entirely, like, you could just say, let's not talk about this and I won't. This is just off the top of the dome. Where do you think it stands in terms of, like, baseball scandals all time?
Oh, I think it's top three, top five.
Top three? So we're talking about, like, Black Sox. We're talking about, you know, I mean, how do we quantify the steroid era? Do we just, like, does that count?
Oh, yeah, steroids, is it one?
That's probably
one. Yeah.
But like, as far as, like, modern, I think that's up there, man.
Yeah.
Because that was the most recent scandal.
Mm-hmm. And
outside of the steroids.
It was premeditated, which always gets you.
Yeah.
Always
that
gets
is
you.
True.
Yeah, just hearing the stories and all that stuff. Like,
they planned this.
Listen to Uncle Lopez. If you're going to do a crime, make sure it's not premeditated.
Yes.
And then, hear that, kids?
Yeah. And John Boy made it worse by breaking everything down and all that stuff. So it's just like, man.
I still remember the first time I heard saw his tweets. And heard the trash can. I literally went, ooh.
Like they hit you with the trash can?
It's real, isn't it? It is.
He was breaking that boy down.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
I'm like, damn.
They really did this.
That's a good point, though. Pirates fans need to boo their own team talking about trading schemes. Here's the thing, though. Like, if you don't trade him, you think he stays when it comes time to make this money?
Yeah. That's the thing about those small market teams, man. Like, you have a good player. But you know for damn sure he ain't staying there. He going right to the Yankees or the Dodgers.
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll see ultimately what that looks like. But, yeah, I did want to talk about the Texans because we're getting to that time of year where lists rule all, baby. We get into that list. In fact, I like to get all the way to All-Star break. When we get to, like, the All-Star break in baseball, and it ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. And then all the lists. It's list week to me, baby. This is when we roll out the list.
This one got my attention.
This week, baby.
Right away. This one got my attention.
This one did. Okay, so this one is from our friends at CBS Sports who listed their top 15 new quarterback receiver duos. Yeah. I think Pro Football Focus actually did a quarterback receiver duos as they're getting their lifts off right now as well.
But this is new receiver or new quarterback.
But this is a new pairing that is coming together. And obviously the Texans have a couple that that could show up here. And I'm interested to see like what the perspective is.
Yeah, that's why I said, okay, this one, you got my attention on this one, and I am going to click for you because you got Christian Kirk right there. Who knows? Maybe people think highly. This CBS Sports thinks highly of Jaden Higgins, whatever it may be. So instead of going 15-1, I'm going to go 1-15 because I don't think any of us would suspect.
Why not?
That Christian Kirk would be
Why not?
Number one new quarterback.
CJ Christian Kirk, the best match, the best quarterback wide receiver duo to ever happen in the league.
Now, I'm kind of putting you guys on the spot because oftentimes in these cases, it's hard to remember, oh, yeah, he got traded there. Or
it's fair. I put you on the spot plenty.
And all that.
I'm willing to take my penance.
But
here.
I think number one you guys should get. The best new, and by the way, there is a Texans sort of thread that goes through a lot of these.
Okay, I appreciate
that. So that's
hint.
A hint.
That's very. I think I know one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know how strongly I feel about that particular.
The anyways, number one new quarterback receiver duo, and the hint is there is a Texan sort of thread that's involved with it.
I'm trying to see because I ain't had that. I mean, my number one to me was probably Matt Stafford and Devontae Adams.
Yeah. I think that's
where I was going with number one.
Hit the bell. Hit the bell.
Got it. So far away.
You got it. Yeah, that's the obvious one.
Okay.
So let's go through these other ones. The number two new one, I'm going to start reading some of these because, like I said, I don't want to put you guys on the spot.
All right,
like
well, I think one of them is probably going to be, well, I imagine one of them in the top 15 is Lamar Jackson and DeAndre Hopkins on here.
Lamar Jackson and DeAndre Hopkins? Incorrect.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes. Yes.
Number okay. Is he on there?
Number
okay.
six.
Okay. Yeah. I was
number
like,
six. Do you have a guess on any of these?
I don't even know how strongly I feel about that one. I think they're just going to use him like, hey, jump ball situations. Hey, we get you to football. They just re-sign Rashad Bateman, too. So,
yeah.
They've got some guys.
Any other thoughts?
Are there any other ones that you come up with?
Nah, not that. Perhaps that
rookies
like
are coming
that.
In here, perhaps right?
Is it rookies on
perhaps
this
in this state?
In this state?
Oh, is it Dak and who did they do?
Oh, yeah, Pickens. I forgot that they got Pickens.
I forgot about that.
That's number two. Number three.
Will be fun.
He had a.
Not productive, I don't know.
He had a C.J. Stroud kind of year last year.
Okay, so Jaden Daniels and who are we
who's
pairing
the new,
with him?
Who's the new?
Debo.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super interested to see how that one goes because, like,
I forgot about that.
I would love to see how Cliff Kingsbury actually utilizes him and if he ends up looking a little bit more like a traditional wide receiver. Because I hate to be the dude that's like, I don't know that you could do that, but I don't know that you could do that to the degree that it makes it worthwhile.
They kind of going all in a little bit. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
We keep talking about Tunsil,
Debo.
I forgot about him.
Number four. If I give you a hint,
is this Houston ties? This
no Houston ties on this one.
Because I was gonna say the New England one is gonna be in here somewhere as well. Well, assuming how long it actually lasts, if the way these rumors are going, one of these dudes might be cut here soon.
The Texans got diced up by one of these players last year.
Oh goodness! So I was trying to get off my Drake May, Stephon Diggs, and I done forgot where I.
Who I'm got, trying to think who
Sam Darnold and Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Oh, okay.
Are we sure Sam Darnold will start?
Well, that's why it got my interest. Still haven't heard Christian Kirk or C.J. Stroud.
No, because, where are we? Four, you said?
Yeah. This is five. How do I give you a good hint on this one? Five, best receiver in the game.
Oh, well, I mean, this is going to be J.J. McCarthy and Jay Jettas.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
We said six.
The J.J.'s.
Y'all guessed six, Lamar Jackson and DeAndre Hopkins. Seven.
Oh, you got Jamar Chase as the best receiver in the game, huh?
Oh.
It's a toss-up.
I mean, it's not crazy.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up. It's not crazy to look at.
Wild quarterback room.
I mean, there's a couple of those.
Wildest quarterback room.
Browns. Oh, well, it's got to be the Browns, right?
So we're
maybe I
was going to say Browns. Saints is a quarterback.
Another
wild quarterback room. Colts is a wild quarterback room.
I was going to say, they shouldn't even be on a damn list.
There's a lot of wild quarterback rooms. So let me just tell you.
It's going to be a fun training camp watching some of these quarterback battles if we're going to be completely honest.
Russell Wilson and Malik Nabor.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Oh, you're talking about Wilde as he eating W's. Okay. Which supposedly Russell Wilson, like, that was part of the reason why he was like, oh, Malik Nabers over there? I'll go do that. Which, not a bad way to go do things.
That might be a tame quarterback room compared to the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least they keep their
number eight together. New duo, often compared to C.J. Stroud.
Is this Caleb? Are you talking Caleb and...
No, not Caleb.
Who is often compared to C.J. Stroud in this instance?
They played him last
Bryce?
Year, I think.
Is this Bryce because of the...
Jordan
the
Love draft? And Matthew Golden.
I don't think about Jordan Love anymore at all.
Yeah, well, he's eight. Still no C.J. and
with
Christian
Golden.
Kirk. Yeah.
How interested are you in that particular
Not really. Pairing? Not really that much. I mean, it's going to be it's going to be good.
That's a really good division. Does it feel like it's because they, no matter how you stack it, you kind of bring them in as third in that division, even though it's a really good division where you probably look at all three, if not four of those teams as being probably pretty good this year?
Yeah.
That's kind of wild. Like, I also am in that place where I do not think about them at all. And that maybe that's something about
I'm kind of curious with them, though, because they did take a receiver in the first round for the first time ever in a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
So it seemed like they might be, you know, on the up and coming,
I guess.
Houston
boy Matthew Golden.
Number nine in the division.
This guy
is this
Cam? Is it Cam Ward?
Nope.
Travis Hunter and a man who
Trevor
got hit
Lawrence.
At one time.
Number 10, I'll go through a few here real quick. Still no Christian Kirk.
Still no, okay.
Justin Fields and Garrett Wilson.
All right.
All right, man. What are we doing?
I mean, Garrett Wilson is real nice in that port.
Yeah. Number 11, Drake May and?
Stephon Diggs.
There you go. The Texans thread continues. Number 12, in the division.
Is this where we get, Love or Warren?
Cam Ward and Calvin Ridley.
Oh, I forgot about that. Cam Ward. I thought that people were doing a lot on the man. Cam Ward is the number one overall pick, ain't getting no love. And then I completely forgot that he existed, so that's on me.
Yeah.
All right, so we're really getting pretty deep here before we even. And
what is interesting.
Is this
me.
Because we're talking about wide receiver two with Christian Kirk? Because Nico holds so much of a stance here?
Yeah, it got to be a Christian Kirk
But
thing
you got
though,
rookie
right?
receivers
with Higgins
on this list. I
get that.
And a rookie quarterback.
But I don't see them putting a second round rookie on here on this list like that.
What about Christian Kirk? That's the one that got my interest.
That's the one I feel like is maybe it's a Christian Kirk thing.
13, Geno Smith and Jacoby Myers.
All right. I mean, Jacoby Myers is pretty solid, but
14, Mason Rudolph.
All right.
And
okay,
DK Metcalf.
You got to be lying, man.
Like, I get it. We're like, hey, the DK Metcalf is carrying this. But what about Mason Rudolph? Though?
And then there's number 15. Spoiler alert. Christian Kirk and CJ Stroud do not make the list.
Wow.
Number 15. Wait for it. Tyler Shuck and Chris Olave.
So this list was made just to make me mad.
Yeah, dog.
All right,
man.
So at this point, like, this is bulletin board material. You should tag that thing up there. And I mean, I guess
my thing is play the game of would you rather have then?
Yeah. Where would you put CJ and Christian Kirk? Like, Christian Kirk, you talk about a number two, but that doesn't matter with him. Very high paid, a lot of production, multiple 1,000-yard seasons, or at least one.
Yeah, he's got bona fides. CJ has bona fides. Yeah. And now they're together. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is because they feel like Nico Collins will take too much air out of this. Maybe there's still questions about the offensive line. Maybe you have, you know, with the new offense coordinator, you don't know what the offense
Tyler
is.
Tyler Shuck,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, dog. we got. I was like, I can maybe hear
Rudolph.
You out for a while.
Yeah.
Are they looking at just number one receivers? Like teams that go number one receivers?
Not always.
This don't make no damn sense.
But see, here's the thing that was interesting to me. The top
is
six
Matthew,
or,
is Matthew Golden the Packers' number one wide receiver coming in?
The top six or seven made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So they just kind of said, nah. Not in Houston.
When you start talking about Mason Rudolph, man. Like, yeah. Brother, you could have took him off the list and waited for Aaron Rodgers to sign.
And you want to know, and I think that's why.
I would have understood that.
That was a placeholder because they thought by the time this list came out, they would have found out with Aaron Rodgers. They're probably mad right now. You're making us look stupid right now,
Aaron. It's supposed to be Aaron Rodgers, but he ain't signing yet.
Mason Rudolph.
Right quick before we go here. Mm-hmm. The one that makes me really upset about this is not because it's bad, but it's because I think it disproves one of the things, like you were talking about, is this a number one wide receiver or whatever? It's Lamar Jackson and DeAndre Hopkins, because that feels kind of like
he ain't no number one receiver.
He could be a three.
That feels like the similar pairing. And of course, I'm not saying CJ is Lamar Jackson. He's trying his damnedest to try and push his way into like that kind of high level elite quarterback territory. CJ is, but like if we're talking about the pairing of a couple of guys, one of them who is higher in his career and really high upward trajectory, Christian Kirk. Maybe not exactly in that same place, but, a veteran wide receiver, not necessarily going to be your number one, but it's going to matter in this. That feels like that pairs that. And you go from Lamar Jackson to DeAndre Hopkins, who is six, to C.J. Stroud and Christian Kirk, who is not ranked.
And I get Justin Jefferson, but they got J.J. McCarthy and Justin Jefferson, five.
I wouldn't be. I actually am not too mad at that because Justin Jefferson is that damn good. I mean, hey, he has Sam Darnold out here looking great. Anyways, yes, direct your hate towards CBS Sports if you are so inclined to do that. But yeah, it's a little bit of bulletin board material for the Texans as they move into the season, which any level of motivation for this offense, I am 100% here for. All right, coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. A little bit of pandering apparently was happening for an executive in sports on this podcast. What kind of pandering would Mike Tomlin have to do to get you and also the whole of the Houston area to put money on a new building? 713-572-4610. Get creative with it. Let's talk about it next. Oh, it's that type of day, huh, Fig? All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio.
Little Billy Idol ain't gonna hurt nobody.
I see you, brother. I see you. In the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Question of the day. What kind of pandering would Mike Tomlin, the new president of the Texans, have to do to get you? And also, what kind of pandering would he have to do to get the whole of the Houston area to put money on a new building? This is inspired by some audio of
you gotta hear this.
David Sampson, who used to be the president of the Miami Marlins there, and he was on Pablo Torre Finds Out, that podcast, talking about what he was doing in order to get Lone Depot Park, what is now known as,
you wouldn't know that,
built back in the day. What is the Miami Stadium, Miami Marlins Stadium. He was trying to get it built back in the day. This is what he had to do, and this is what he decided to do in order to get people on board.
Oh, I gave a whole sermon to a major black church in Miami because I needed their support for public money for the ballpark. I was the only white guy in there.
Jewish.
I am Jewish. I am white. I went to visit a black tailor.
No.
And I had a suit made for me by Andre Dawson's tailor. So I looked like Andre Dawson.
You see it,
and
don't
it
you?
Was awesome.
How many buttons did your suit have?
It's the only suit I ever had. It had six buttons.
Oh, what year was that?
This was 2008. And so we needed the votes. I had a consigliere who was Cuban, and we had a plan of all the different people we had to get votes from. So we went to the Cubans, we went to the Cuban Hispanics.
Guayabera.
100%. I had to go get one personally made, a Guayabera. So I had to wear that to the Cuban.
Say that one more time.
I think it's Guayabera.
No, it's not. Really
No, it's not. It was about all the things that this 65-inch white Jewish guy could do for them by having a ballpark built with their money. And I'm standing in my suit and in my pointed shoes.
You got pointy shoes.
Long pointy shoes that were like size 10.
Please
and
tell
size
me that
8.
The suit was like black or
I think it was
tan, maybe.
I think it was tan.
Okay, that's straight. That's good. That's good.
Glenn Obama.
It was going great. I had eyes with my
it
Cuban
was going
consigliere.
Great.
It was. I had the view that I had their attention. I had the view that they were looking at me as though I was one of them. And so I built up to this crescendo. And I look over at the bishop. Then I look out at the audience. I look back at the Cuban consigliere. And I look at the crowd. I say, can I get it? Amen.
There it is.
And then I walked out.
Yep. Yep.
Saying amen in the black church.
full pander mode. Six button suit. I like the Dominique was like, what color was it? I hope you wasn't out here wearing purple or something. But yeah, man, full pander.
Nah, I think he kind of hoping he was.
Full pander. He said pointy shoes. Yeah. All of it. Mm-hmm. But he got his money.
Yep.
And obviously the Texans are in this place. I'm not saying that they would be like full pander, but if they were to.
Why not?
If Mike Tomlin were to.
They got to. Yeah. They would probably have to if they trying to get us to pay for it. Yeah.
What would he have to do to get you? But what would he have to do to get Houston on board? Because my mind immediately went to Mike Tomlin trying to like engender support at the booty club. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, we got, you know, we got the culture out here in Onyx out here. Like, yeah, yeah, throw them ones. But also, where we should also throw ones is for a community, like a place that brings community together, like where the Texans' home should be. Like, I love the image of him, you know, just talking to Cherry or to Diamond or to and Chastity Cherokee. Or what have you. Cherokee and be like, look.
Dream.
So what for you? What would he have to do just if he was just naked pandering to try and get this building built?
Put on a guayabera, not a gay guy.
Ah, okay.
Guy.
There you go.
Put
Very
on
good.
A guayabera and go to Latin Fest in Houston, one of the biggest festivals. Look, like, you know, I'm personalizing it.
Yeah.
We know how my people, once they get behind something, I mean, it's on. It's over.
Y'all support the hell out of stuff, man.
Over. It's over. I'm talking, and plus, maybe go to the park, man. Go down to Buffalo Bayou Park. Go to some of these neighborhood parks on a Sunday when the barbecue's going. And, you know, my people like to take the whole family and stake out a table, bring the little Weber, start cooking those that chicken and rice and beans and all that stuff, and just go table to table, man. That's the way to do it. I'm telling you, it'll work. 100%.
I think to get our people on the side. Well, I'm using that as I'm not for real.
I'm like, but brother,
because everybody's there. But what they feel like we like, he got to pull up in the slab, man.
Oh yeah,
slab meetup was absolutely.
He got to pull up in the slab, playing probably Bun B be in the passenger side, or unless he be in the passenger side and Bun B is driving.
Yeah.
They got to stop at Trill Burger and just make it look like he's the coolest person. Oh, yeah, he got to have a cowboy hat on. He got to have that cowboy hat with the boots and the belt buckle.
Mm-hmm.
That's full pander mode right there.
Yeah, I was like, slab meetup was absolutely is there anything? I mean, there's definitely some things that you probably point to that points to, like, Houston culture, but slab culture is one of those in a big way. Like, I am here. I am down for the cause, per se.
Go to Quinceañeras.
Okay.
Yeah. You hop around.
I mean, we do got a lot of Spanish speaking and Latin folks in the city of Houston. So you're like, hey, corner this market right here in particular. From the 832, dude sounds like Larry Silverstein. Do they all look alike? All right. All right. Okay.
I'll tell you what, I do respect his effort.
Who? David Sampson?
Yeah, it's funny, but, you know, the dude went in and it worked.
I think another way he could do this is he got to hop on like a local podcast, like a hip hop podcast. Mm-hmm. It's a guy by the name of Donnie Houston who do a lot of local interviews with like some of the hip hop legends and stuff like that. He got to hop on there and talk some Houston hip hop.
Resurrect Turkey Leg Hut.
But good this time.
That's a wrap.
But
it's over.
No drama this time.
So he got to say Turkey Leg Hut.
Yeah.
You know what? That'd go a good way.
That would go a good way.
Is there another institution, though, that would go further? That, like,
you, oh, yes.
This, you start the bidding at Turkey Leg Hut. What is the next institution?
Well, you're all going to make me say it. Blow up the dome.
Look, that would go a lot
Blow
further.
Blow up the dome.
I'll allow you here because I feel like
he might lose some people with that.
Oh hell no! Might not
lose.
He's gonna lose all those.
It might be a couple. It might be a couple people that's like, nah.
Yes,
that's a historic mark.
Yes, a couple.
I mean, the very obvious one is, hey man, you got to get in here in these tailgate streets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to be on the ground. I bet that's probably already on the docket. Like, that's probably like the bare bones if we want to keep calling this.
That kind of helped Callahan and Cred a little bit, man.
Big time.
I think it was a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. They got out there, and that was the first time they was out there like that.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think every game, and not only do I think they should, I think they will.
I can see that easily. Hit
all the Tejano music tents, all the hip hop tents, all the other tents, and just start, you know, pressing flesh, as they say.
832, that's wild. 832. I mean, I know that's what they say, but also, wow. From the 832, Super Bowl grills. Can you imagine Mike Tomlin on the TV in an interview, and like he got that Johnny Dang on him right there.
Yes.
Just a big old Houston Texans grill.
Yeah. He definitely got to get a grill for Paul Wall.
Oh, that's that would go a long way.
Somebody said drop a freestyle on June 27th with Paul Wall. he got to get a little screwed up clicking.
I was going to say he got to rap Zero Mo City Don.
Ooh, that would be good. Oh, this is a great one from Kix Rocks on the YouTube page. Get in with Mattress Mack. Like, if you end up with Mattress Mack on a commercial, I feel like now we're trying to make some inroads here. Mm-hmm. Like that might be the full comparison of going to the black church in Miami. Do we got to do a sermon at Lakewood?
Yes.
Like, is that what has to happen?
Yeah.
He has to do a sermon at Lakewood?
That would be big time. That'd go a long way.
All right. What do you guys think this means as we begin to wrap this up? Magic on the YouTube page says Astroworld. There's no other context besides Astroworld. Does that mean like bring back Astroworld and we can make this happen?
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's talking about bringing back Astroworld, like the amusement park, or Travis Scott.
Okay, the amusement park goes way further than the Astroworld.
Okay, because that Astroworld is gone too. Mm-hmm. The Travis Scott one is gone
that
too.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, keep those coming in. Like what kind
OG
of
OG sauce in the concessions?
That would get you on
board. Oh yeah, you'll be on board after that.
Hey, it'll get a lot of people on board.
Hey, would you rather have the OG sauce in
the concessions?
Concessions or keep the Astrodome up?
Come on.
I guess we keeping the Astrodome up.
No, I'm saying I'd rather have the OG sauce in the concessions. Speaking of which, you're wearing the shirt.
I am.
I'm gonna do a shameless.
It was clean.
Thank you for wearing that OG sauce shirt.
It was clean.
Even if it was the last one in your closet. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Shameless plug, because this is interesting. I always get people asking about where I can pick it up. You can find that. There's a bunch of retailers. But shout out to Carniceria Prime. Because as of tomorrow, you can get it at six locations. They signed on to bring in OG sauce at six locations in Pasadena, Porter, Airline, Tomball Parkway, Cypress, and how about this? Arlington, Texas.
Oh, so you're giving it to them folks up there too?
Yeah, your people.
All right, I got it.
Hey, you just lost a listener, man.
Hey, man.
Why don't you go support the Rangers while you're
at
it?
Yeah.
Did you not hear?
You want to put it in Jerry World too?
Did you? I'm okay if they insist. Did you not hear Pasadena, Porter, Airline, Tomball Parkway, and Cypress?
Actually, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
You took the
question. So that's pretty cool. Shout out to Bronco Ramirez. He used to be a professional soccer player in Mexico. He has Prime going.
So you took that naked pandering real strong, like real serious there, didn't you?
Well, people ask, hey, where can I get it? Oh, there you go. There's six more locations.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And yes, bring back Astroworld Amusement Park. I'm not going to lie. That would do a little something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where it looks like Derrick Henry might be starting his acting career. We'll talk about that and a lot more next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.